I'm delighted to say that my guest on this afternoon's tea break is Richard Brooks from East Surrey College. Richard, good afternoon. Welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Good afternoon, David.
It's very good to see you here. Now, let's cut straight to the chase, because there may be some who don't even know where East Surrey College is.
OK, well, we're at the top of London Road, as you're coming out of Red Hill and into Merstham. On the right-hand side, you'll see a beautiful new building. It's about 5 years old, and that's where we're based.
It's where I'd call Gatton Point.
Gatton Point, that's correct.
And your role at the college, Richard, is?
Yes, I'm a business development manager, which means I work with employers and help them find appropriate candidates for their apprenticeship programmes.
And it's apprenticeships that we're really here to talk about this afternoon.
It is. Next week is National Apprenticeship Week, and it's a week where we try and highlight the use of apprenticeships by employers and the good things that students can do by becoming apprentices.
Now, amazingly, because this was pretty much mother's milk stuff when I was a young man, let's just remind the listeners what an apprenticeship actually is. What does it entail?
Well, an apprenticeship is pay as you earn. And what you will do when you leave school, if you're lucky enough to gain an apprenticeship with an employer, you will study a knowledge qualification, which is fairly academic. You'll learn about the trade or the occupation that you've gone into. And that could typically be a day release at college. And also you will study a competency qualification, which is being assessed in the workplace as being able to do the job to an occupational standard. You also have to bring your maths and English and possibly ICT up to a good standard as well.
Right, you are. So those are the essential qualifications then?
Those are the essential qualifications within the framework, yes.
And what would you say the real benefits are of joining an apprenticeship scheme?
When you work as you learn, you're getting first-hand experience of the job. If you're just studying in a college, you will get to know what is involved, but you don't see it from first point of view. When you're actually in the job, you're seeing it from the point of view, you're getting that first-hand experience, and the big benefit is you're getting paid as well.
Tell us about what an apprentice can expect to be paid.
Well, the minimum wage for an apprentice at the moment is £3.30 an hour. Now, that works out about £100 a week. However, the majority of firms will pay more than that, and the average apprentice is paid about £180 a week.
Which is serious money, really, learning on the job.
It's not bad, considering, really, you're not being of economic value to that company from day one. So you're being paid to be there and learn, which I think is very, very good.
And what sort of fields are apprenticeships available in?
Well, apprenticeships are available in pretty much anything, really. There are pretty much 200-300 different frameworks out there that are available. Anything from business to construction trades to hairdressing, blacksmithing even. They are. You can probably think about a job. There will be a framework somewhere which will get you an apprenticeship in that job.
And remind us about the role now that the college actually plays in this whole process.
Okay, so the college is involved with, first of all, making sure on behalf of the apprentice that the employer is a suitable place for that apprentice to be. We will also support the employer in advising them what qualifications are required for the apprentice to study as part of that apprenticeship programme and whether that fits in with the employer's needs. What we do is we broker the funding from the government. The government pays for the training for the apprentice, so we broker that funding and ensure that the candidate is receiving the appropriate training programme. So we will deliver both the training within the college for the technical certificate, what we call the knowledge element, and then we'll provide the assessors out on site who will go into the employer and make sure the candidate's performing well.
So you've really got a pretty full role.
We are. We pretty much help deliver the whole of the framework.
And is there any sort of age limit on becoming an apprentice?
There is no age limit to being an apprentice.
And do you find at the college that you've got students of differing ages?
We do. Primarily, the majority of apprentices are 16 to 18 because they are leaving school and going into apprenticeships. We do have them in the age range of between 19 and 25 as well. 25 plus, not so many. Those people have, settled into jobs, but there are some.
And I suppose overall, in the context of a relative lack of skilled tradesmen in this day and age, this has got to be an immensely valuable thing to do.
It's extremely valuable. We wish we could have more. And so the government's objective is to increase the number of apprentices by 2020 to millions.
So if I'm a local business, how would you sell to me my taking on an apprentice from East Surrey College?
I wouldn't want to sell you something. I'd want to advise you and support you. It really needs to, you need to decide that as a local business, you do want to take on an apprentice, you do want to train someone, and you can get a value out of it. It has to be a two-way street. So what I would do is sit down and look at your job with you, your business, and we would ascertain what support the apprentice could give you, as well as deciding what support you could give the apprentice. It has to be a mutual beneficial agreement between the two of you that by the end of that apprenticeship is of value to the company as well.
Now, I suppose we ought to get to the nitty-gritty. How does somebody 16, 17, 18 go about applying for an apprenticeship with you or indeed in the wider world?
Well, it is their responsibility to get a job, get that apprenticeship. Now, all apprenticeships, or pretty much all apprenticeships, are advertised on a government website. It's the National Apprenticeship Vacancy Service. The easiest way for me to explain to a young person to get to that website is to go onto any of the proprietary search engines and type in the phrase, find an apprenticeship. That will get them to the government website, and they can then type in by occupation or by location, what level they want to study at, and any jobs that are being advertised will appear. They can also set up so the website will email them or text them when an appropriate apprenticeship is added. Apprenticeships are added all the time, but a peak time will be as the GCSEs are finishing and these companies are looking to take on new apprenticeships. But we have vacancies up there on that website at this moment in time.
And is there any sort of formal application process after that, after you spot something that appeals to you?
Yes, you complete an online form. You've registered all your details and you need to make sure that you, as an apprentice or as an applicant, you make it clear that you are the person that employer wants. So make sure you put plenty of detail in. Make sure that you illustrate that the occupation you want to do, you have given the flavour that you're keen to do that occupation. I'll give you an example. Engineering's my background. If you put in your interests and hobbies, I enjoy riding a bike. Well, so does everybody. A lot of people enjoy riding a bike. But if you write in your interests and hobbies, I enjoy riding a bike, and every week I strip it down, I maintain it, I oil it, I put it back together again, now you're telling me you want to be an engineer. So make sure you are clear in your CV, in your application.
Now, what about some contact details for your own establishment for East Surrey College?
Yeah, the easiest way to contact us, all our details are on our website. That's www.esc.ac.uk.
Is there anything, any specific events now at the college that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, the next open day isn't until the 18th of June, but it's worthwhile putting that one in your diary because that's a Saturday. All our staff will be available to talk to and have a chat to. So that's a good time to come and have a good look round as well. But in the meantime, if you're interested in the course, go on to our website, apply for it, and you'll be invited in for an interview. We can have a talk to you.
Richard, I told you it would fly by, and it duly has. You've chosen something from Freddie Mercury and Queen. Why have you chosen It's a Kind of Magic?
I just love this song. When I'm trying to get to work in the morning and you want to get motivated, you're up, you've just woken up, this sort of song gives you a buzz. I was chatting to a couple of the apprentices today who are in college. I must shout out to Dan and Elliot who are sitting there. They said, give us a name check. I thought, well, I'll try. This is the sort of song that motivates you. This is the sort of song that makes you get up in the morning and say, yeah, I want to go to work. It is a kind of magic going to work. You get the job that you want. It's magic.
Anybody else at the college we're doing the song for?
I think all the staff at the college, this is for them. They work hard and getting the students through the qualifications. Students work hard as well. I think this is for everyone.
Richard Brooks, Business Development Manager at East Surrey College, thank you so much for coming in to see us this afternoon at Susie Radio.
It's my pleasure.